Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Silber. Batting third. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Red Barkley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luke Oupel. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Luke Oupel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Carey reaches second base with a double. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley strikes out. One out. Luke Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renssa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renssa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Renssa reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hemsley. Renssa moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Silber. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Renssa scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields it and throws to second for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0-for-1 in the game. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renssa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renssa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Renssa hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 1 in the game. Barkley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Kaupel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaupel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaupel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Kennedy drops the ball. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barkley. Radcliffe moves to third. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 2 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Renza hits a line drive into right field. Silber picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Silber. Connors moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 2 in the game. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Kaupel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Silber throws the ball into Carey who tags Radcliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Krivic scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaupel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connors moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connors moves to third. Rensa moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 2 in the game. Barkley takes first base on ball 4. Benny Huffman pinch hits for Lou Koupil. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Carey reaches second base with a double. Barkley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Silber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.